Before Happiness, the 5 hidden keys to achieving success, spreading happiness, and sustaining positive change. Author Sean Accor. The reason some people are thriving while others are stuck in hopelessness is that they live in different realities. Some live in a reality in which happiness and success seem possible, despite the obstacles. Positive genius. The consistent ability to create this kind of reality is called positive genius. The reason some people see the world differently from others is that the human brain is constantly interpreting and processing the information it receives. It chooses what information to process and what to ignore. The better your brain is at focusing on the positives, the greater your chances at success. There are 5 practical steps to help you raise your levels of positive genius. Skill 1. Choosing the most valuable reality. Learn 3 strategies that you can use to improve your reality. Strategy 1. Recognize alternative realities. One of the tools of positive genius is the ability to realize that multiple versions of reality exist by simply changing which facts you choose to focus on. This can also improve your response to stress, which, if managed correctly, can enhance both your performance and your well-being. Strategy 2. Add vantage points. Vantage point is the point from which you observe the fact you use to create your reality. Adding vantage points to any situation can significantly increase your ability to see new valuable details and broadens your perspective. Strategy 3. Pursue the most valuable reality. Training your brain to attach more positives to each situation will improve your brain's flexibility and increase your ability to pursue your most valuable reality. Retraining our brains to find the positive descriptors is usually where the real work begins. The key to managing this balance is what scientists call the positivity ratio. Researchers found that the most valuable reality is one in which there is at least 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Skill 2. Mapping your success route. Mental maps are what guide us. If your mental map lacks meaning markers, things in your life that matter to you, it is inaccurate and can lead you astray. These are the 3 strategies that lead to better mental map making. Strategy 1. Highlight your true meaning markers. The more markers we add to our mental maps, the more paths to success we open up. Diversifying your meaning marker portfolio begins with identifying the area of life that is currently dominating your reality map. Strategy 2. Reorient your mental map. Every mental map has a focal point. If you've created a map full of meaning, but still having trouble harnessing your intelligences towards achieving your goals at work, it's probably because your mental map is not properly oriented around those points of meaning. Strategy 3. Map success routes before escape routes. We often get focused on mapping mental escape routes that our brains are left with little energy for mapping paths that lead to growth. Defensive pessimism seems like a very safe position. The problem is, your brain constructs a world based on how you expect it to look. So if you can't anticipate success, you're doomed to a reality devoid of it. Skill 3. Finding success accelerants. As soon as your brain registers that you're going to achieve your goal, it releases chemicals that give you that extra boost you need to accelerate. You can use these 3 strategies to accelerate your success. Strategy 1. Zoom in on the target. Proximity. Research shows that the closer people get to a target, the harder and faster they work. Changing your brain's perception of the distance to a target gets it working at maximum capacity. Strategy 2. Magnify the target size. Likelihood of success. The bigger a target looks, the more your brain believes you will hit it. Studies have demonstrated that when people perceive their chance of hitting the target as higher, success increases significantly. Strategy 3. Recalculate thrust. Energy required. To achieve any goal, a certain level of energy is required. Different types of goals have different mental costs. The lower the mental costs, the faster you speed towards success. By changing your perception of these costs, you can increase your speed towards your target. Skill 4. Boosting your positive signal by eliminating the negative noise. Noise can be a huge distorter of reality. Research has found that by consciously decreasing the flow of information your brain receives by just 5%, you can improve your chances of finding that positive signal. But it's not just the outside world that makes noise. Your own brain is a huge noisemaker. Learn these simple strategies for cancelling negative noise. Strategy 1. Recognize the signal. Signal is information that is true and alerts you to the opportunities and resources that will help you reach your fullest potential. Noise is any information that prevents you from perceiving a world in which success is possible. If information coming into your brain fits one of these four criteria, it's certainly noise which you need to eliminate. Unusable. We tend to obsess about events we see on the news, which are usually out of our control. Untimely. You're not going to use that information imminently, and it could change by the time you do use it. Hypothetical. It is based on what could be instead of what is. Distracting. It distracts you from your goals. Strategy 2. Stop the addiction to noise. You can passively cancel all the noise just by closing your eyes and ears, but then you run the risk of missing the signal too. What we should do instead is to reduce the overall amount of information we take in by just 5%. Strategy 3. Cancel the internal noise. We can create positive thought patterns to counter the negative energy. The strategy can be used to cancel out both the noise coming at us from the outside world and from our brains. Skill 5. Transferring your positive reality to others. While we cannot force others to see the world in a positive way, we can plant seeds of positive realities into their brains. The benefits of positive inception are twofold. Not only will we reap the obvious benefits of having other positive geniuses in our companies, but it'll also be easier to sustain our own positive reality. This involves the mastery of three strategies. Strategy 1. Franchise success. Identify one aspect of a reality that would help other people become more successful. To be contagious, these success franchises must be based on a simple, easy-to-replicate idea. Strategy 2. Rewrite the social script. Every aspect of our life is guided by hidden social scripts. The more positive the script, the greater one's ability to create positive influence. Many people identify the negative people, then throw their resources into trying to get them to see more positives. It's better to first find people who are more likely to tip to positive and then go after the cynics. There is great strength in numbers when you're planning positive inception. Strategy 3. Create a shared narrative. One of the best ways to plant a positive reality is to construct a narrative around some shared emotional experience, positive or negative. To create a real change, we need to fundamentally change our reality. Only when we believe that challenges can be overcome, our behaviours matter, and change is possible, can we summon all our resources to make that change happen.